My dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To our eyes, if we could have seen them, Joseph and Mary probably looked like any other engaged couple. I mean, they were young teenagers starting to plan their lives together, probably figuring out what most couples need to talk about, where they're going to settle down, how Joseph plans on providing for he and his wife, and someday his family. How many kids will they have? How many do they want to start their family? To our eyes, they were like any typical couple. But that was about to change. The word of an angel changed everything. To her eyes, Mary was an ordinary teenage Jewish girl. But what she heard with her ears that day when Gabriel greeted her with an announcement was anything but ordinary. Mary, you have found favor with God, and you are going to have a baby, a son, and you will name him Jesus. This was no ordinary announcement, and Mary was not going to have an ordinary child. She was a virgin, and her son was to be conceived not by Joseph, but by the Holy Spirit. Even the name that she was to give her son was out of the ordinary, Jesus. Not that Jesus was not an ordinary name, but the angel spoke concerning her son. That was extraordinary. Listen to what Gabriel says about this baby Jesus. That he will be called great. He will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Mary's reaction was normal, asking the question, how can this be? Rather than questioning what her eyes were telling her, she instead received and believed with her ears what Gabriel spoke to her, and she said, let it be so, according to your word. What about Joseph? His reaction was what was to be expected. When he saw that Mary was pregnant, he resolved to do what any ordinary male would do: call the whole thing off. Yet the word of God made the difference. The angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, telling him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, since that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son who will save his people from their sins. Joseph believed and trusted that word from God in spite of what he saw, what he thought, and probably what he felt. Mary's pregnancy was ordinary. She probably fought morning sickness, craved pickles and ice cream, had to start wearing relaxed fit clothing. From the outside, she looked like a normal pregnant girl carrying a baby. And what was to be a normal visit with her pregnant cousin took an extraordinary turn. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth declared, blessed are you, Mary, among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. The baby Jesus, born to Joseph and Mary on that Christmas day, looked like any other typical baby born naturally. Yes, the circumstances, I admit, were a little bit unusual. Having to find a place in the back of a house where they kept the animals. But the baby in Mary's arms was her son. To keep him warm, she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. He cried, he was hungry, and she cared for him like a mother. Yet this child was different. Not because he looked different from the outside, but because of who he was declared by the word of God to be through God's messengers. This baby was the one whom Isaiah foretold would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The one who would sit on his father David's throne and of whose kingdom there would be no end. If you could gaze into baby Jesus' eyes and hold him in your arms, you would never know it. You wouldn't be able to tell. He looked like any ordinary baby. God's word tells us something about babies and every baby that has been born naturally from a mom and a dad. It tells us something about every child born, about who they are, that they might not be obvious to our eyes. God's word tells us that every human being born since the fall in the natural way are conceived and born in sin. This means that from birth, every human is born with evil desires, evil inclinations, that they cannot and they do not fear God, love him, and trust him. They're diseased. We can't see it, but God's word declares it to be. Diseased with sin that condemns them to God's eternal wrath. Every baby, every child that has grown up, this is who they are. This is how they are seen in God's eyes, whether we see it or not. Whether we want to believe it or not. You and I, and everyone else who's been born, are born in darkness and are oppressed, held in bondage by our sin. We cannot free ourselves, and neither can mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. From what they could see, it was no ordinary night in the fields. The shepherds tending their sheep, keeping watch over them. And then something extraordinary happened. Something broke into the darkness. An angel shone all around them, breaking through the dark, filling them with fear. This was no ordinary occurrence. The angel spoke to the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Their fear was calmed by a good word from the messenger of God. God's word declared to them that something extraordinary has happened, an event for every person born, for all people. A child has been born. And if you and I would have gone and traveled with the shepherds to Bethlehem to see that baby named Jesus, he wouldn't have looked by no means out of the ordinary. We might have found him crying or nursing or peacefully sleeping like any other baby. But he was like no other baby, was he? as the prophets foretold and as the angels announced, this human child with human flesh was none other than God. Mighty God, holy God, everlasting God, and human flesh with a mission. He was born to save you and me and every other child since the fall from our sins. The announcement of Jesus' birth was like no other. It wasn't simply the announcement that a child had been born, but the word from God declared that this baby named Jesus was born for you. Unto you this day a child is born. For you is born your Savior and every child's Savior. He came in holiness to take upon himself our unholiness. He was born in purity to take up our impurity upon himself. For this our Jesus was born, to take our sin, our damnation upon himself, and to wrap us up with the swaddling clothes of his righteousness in our new birth. Through the waters of our baptism and the washing of his word that declares you and me clean, forgiven, righteous. God's word makes the ordinary miraculous. And the miraculous that is for you makes the impossible possible. You who were a slave to sin are now set free. You who are born a child who will one day face death is given everlasting life. You who are a child born in wrath, kicking and screaming against God, is now his adopted child who has a place prepared in his eternal kingdom. That lowly child born in a manger, lifted up on a cross, is your Savior born for you. You who are lowly, my friends, lift up your eyes and behold the one that was born for you. You who know your sin, you who know your unworthiness, fix your eyes upon Jesus, the living Word, who declares you righteous in God's eyes. Through his life, through his death, and his resurrection, his word for you makes all the difference. In the name of Jesus, amen.